How Christianity Makes Sense of Life, a compilation.
Christianity is not just an attempt to make some sense of a small part of reality. Christianity is a worldview that offers the very meaning of life. It explains the greatest questions of humanity, and it deals with the most explored topics of our history: life after death, the origin of the universe, the existence and character of God, the universal conflict between good and evil. All this and more is addressed by the message that we call the Gospel. Stuart McAllister. In the Christian worldview, more specifically, God doesn't remain distant and removed from evil. God actually enters into our world of evil, suffering, and injustice in the person of Jesus Christ. He comes, standing in the place of God, befriending the marginalized, healing the sick, proclaiming hope for those who turn from their dead-end ways to follow him. Jesus dies naked on a cross, rises from the dead to prove his claims true, and promises to return to right all wrongs and to bring about a new creation in which there is no more injustice or evil. Paul Copen. Your worldview, in a sense, is the lens through which you ultimately look at reality. That's what I like about the Christian faith. It corresponds to reality. It coheres as a worldview. It's logically consistent. I can test it out, and it brings relevance to your life in all of the most vital pursuits that you and I engage in. Don't be afraid of the sciences. Don't be afraid of philosophy. Don't be afraid of studying world religions. All of these ought to be well understood and then meaningfully responded to. Ravi Zacharias. A revolutionary education today would be a back-to-God education, and that's really revolutionary in this modern day and age. Back to God in creation. Back to real faith in religion. Back to creation in science. Back to a plan in history, beauty in art, harmony in music, laws in learning to read, right and wrong in behavior, and order in government, and God in everything, the creator of all things, the designer of everything, the planner, so that life again means something. For God is the only one who can give a real meaning to living. Let's get back to God in our education, in every subject, in every field. I taught school for years, and I brought out God in everything, showing there was perfection in all things, and that the perfect one had a hand in the creation of all, and there was a reason for everything. Back to reasoning, back to a pattern for existence made by a divine designer who makes the plans according to rules, brings about order, and who gives meaning to the universe and purpose to the planets, love to our hearts and peace to our minds, health to our bodies and rest to our spirits, happiness to our lives and joy to our souls, and the wisdom to know that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and that mere knowledge is not enough, but how to use it is more important for the glory of God. We must see God in everything to give it meaning, reason, purpose, plan, design, and a goal, and peace and order and a design for living given us by the great designer in his rules and laws, rights and wrongs and absolutes, without which there can be no peace and no order and no happiness. Thank God for the absolutes and the rules of the ruler, that we may know the difference between right and wrong, and therefore find happiness through his love and his loving laws and reasonable rules. May God help you to know him, whom to know is life eternal, and absolute. David Brantberg. An adequate worldview must answer more than how to maximize one's earnings or one's pleasure. It must make sense of the tough questions that haunt us in the still and darkness of the night. Questions such as, why are we here? What's next? How should we live? And what is required for salvation? Many people today live lives not of reflection, but of hyperstimulation. They may never have taken the time to examine their worldview, and as they bounce from one activity to the next, they push away the nagging sense that something is missing. So it is that they may not realize, at least not for a very long time, that they are operating on a very stripped-down view of the world, one that highlights pleasure and power, but ignores those things that endure. The best worldview to adopt is the one true one, the one that completely conforms to reality. Christianity doesn't promise a perfect life in the here and now. Indeed, following Christ is guaranteed to bring trials and hardships. But if what you want is a worthy life, a life well lived, and the guarantee of being made perfect by the one who defines perfection, then the Christian worldview will be your ultimate destination. Al Serrato. Watching athletes compete with all their heart always reminds me of what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, 24-27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. The tasks which face us as Christians are of Olympic proportions. To build God's kingdom today, we can't afford to have folks just along for the ride. Each Christian must be fully equipped with a biblical worldview, knowledge of how Scripture applies to every area of life, courage, determination, resourcefulness, and wisdom. I suspect that most Christians are not getting this kind of training. Is it possible that we Christian runners are falling by the wayside in the race of life? Dr. Jeff Myers.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.